teach on what God's put in the church, what God expects out of you. Real, real reverently. Amen. Now they'll have dinner ready here in just a little bit. Amen. So, amen. Nobody get in no hurry. Amen. Everybody needs this message I'm going to teach today. Amen. What God has put in the church. I mean, knows what God's put in the church is tools to work with. How many's ever dug a hole without a shovel? Can't do it, can you? How many's ever drove a car without a car? How can a church operate without having the tools? Some of them said, I wonder what's wrong. I'm going to tell you what's wrong. Ain't nobody wanting a responsibility. Don't nobody want to do what God's called them to do. It ain't the preacher. Preacher ain't the body. It's just part of it. In the 12th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians, I'm going to be starting about the 27th verse. But I want to rehearse a little from the beginning of this 12th chapter. Now, in this 12th chapter, the first beginning of it, it talks about the gifts of the Spirit. Now, the gifts is only given by the Spirit, so you got to have the Holy Ghost to operate them. Because they're spiritual. No church that believes in the Holy Ghost can operate them. It's about understanding it. Now, very few people or churches across this country is operating in the Spirit anymore. The Bible said in the last days that they would have a form of godliness, but they would be denying the power of God. Now, you listen at me. He that resisteth the power of God resisteth the ordinance of God and receives to himself damnation to their soul. Now, any building that won't let God move by the Spirit, amen, and fill people with the Holy Ghost, amen, is bringing damnation to the people. Are you listening at me? Now, any form that don't let God operate is not of God. See, you got to have a form to start out with. But if you don't put something in the form, amen, your form's in vain. See, you got to pour concrete in it so it holds up the building. You got to have a move of God in a church. You got to have a form to start it off. But you got to put a move of God in it or you can't build nothing on it. You can't build on a form. You got to have a foundation. A form is only to form the foundation out. And brother, when you pour that foundation, amen, if you pour it according to the building that's going to be built, and let me tell you something, God, Paul said, I laid the foundation. Honey, there's a foundation laid, amen, Paul laid it, but every man take heed how he builds on it, amen, no foundation can any other man laid except that which is laid, that is Christ Jesus. Honey, it's already been laid. Somebody shout hallelujah. So how come these people's got all kind of forms? When we already got the foundation. So we got to have a form. Then we got to pour some in it. I mean, it's already been poured in it. Amen. Now, in this building, our church, there's 9 spiritual gifts. I marked them out. To one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Let's go back to the 7th verse. It's not my message. I'm just setting it. But the manifestation, now manifestation is what you see in this morning, of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit, not Spirit, Spirit, the word of wisdom. To another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts. That's got an S on it. Gifts of healing. Of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and selfsame Spirit. Now, where is the gifts of God at? Why did God put them in there? He did not tell you to go to college and learn how to form out a message and hold people's attention and have a technique to have a form of college to have a money to empower. He didn't tell you to buy radio stations. Hey, man, come on. Jesus never done it. He didn't say build big cathedrals, hey, man, and build you an empire. Honey, he said you got to operate by the Spirit. Where is the nine gifts at? How many know how many would know what the word of wisdom is? You know when the word of wisdom moves, you know what people says? You think you know everything. Huh? He ain't nothing but a smart aleck. And all the time it's the word of wisdom. Word, W-O-R-D, something that's uttered out of your mouth. God's all wisdom. Honey, the Bible said, every man that speaketh, let him speak as the oracles of God. Paul said, we beseech you in Christ's stead. The only flesh you'll ever see is the Holy Ghost moving through a body. And your spirit's got to bear witness that they are the sons of God. Now, do you know who's speaking by the word of wisdom? Then there's the word of knowledge. Knowledge, what's known. When you look at somebody's body, you know what's wrong with them. Where's it at? Where's it at? By the self-same Spirit. Nothing's faith. If you had faith of a grain of mustard seed, you see that mountain moving and be moved. Where's it at? Where's it at? Gift of faith. There's one thing to believe God, and there's another thing to have a gift. There's one thing to talk to people, and another thing to have a gift. There's one thing to pray for people, and another thing to have a gift of knowledge. Then there's the working of miracles. What is the miracle? I'm going to show you. God put the nine gifts in the church. Where are they at? Miracles is something done beyond human capability, the capability of saints. Then there's the gifts of healing. See, now this is setting a message for what I'm going to teach you. Now who's got the gifts of healing? Where are they at? Where are they at? Where are they at? Why is God's people so sick? Is it because they're sick? Or there's no physicians for them? Think about it. If God's people don't heal them, they got to go to the doctor. If God's people don't deliver them, they got to take medication. Gifts of healings. Where is the gifts at? Where are they at? When God moves, it's done. Some people say, be healed, be healed, be healed. And they stay sick. Honey, that ain't God telling you. It's one thing for people to tell you, and another thing for the gift of prophecy to move. Now, you know a lot of these people is might preachers. They got the gifts of might. If they prophesy to you, it might happen, and it might not. That ain't God. How can people believe in something that's hitting and missing for him? Now, I'm going a little bit deeper. Hold on. Then he goes on and talks about the body's not one, but they got many members, but they just one body. Now, all this division that's in the church world ain't God. Honey, there's something wrong. They ain't going to heaven. Somebody ain't going to heaven. And the ones that ain't going, it's the ones won't get together and talk it out. Come ye together, let's reason together. When people won't come together and reason together, honey, they're hiding something. They in sin. They got something hid. You better watch them. God's body is one. If God moved in here this morning like he's moving now, and somebody said, God, God ain't gonna fool them people. They lying to the teeth. How can people believe in people standing against the anointing? His brother Ray said, when you talk about God's anointed people, you're talking about God. What's wrong with this generation? People don't know the elbow from the hand. They don't know the knee from the foot. They don't know who's right and who's wrong. They don't know God by seeing Him. Preach on, preacher. What's wrong with this generation? What's wrong with them? Now, let's go a little further. Hurts the body. Hurts the body. Nobody ain't no bigger than nobody else. Bible said, more abundant honor is bestowed upon the lesser members, that there be no schism in the body. There ain't going to be nobody running each other down. If you ain't got the same love one for another, you commit sin. If you got respect to a person, you commit sin. More, amen. Said the uncomely parts, more is given to them. More honor is bestowed upon the uncomely parts. Even the comely parts don't need nothing. But God will, He'll pour something out on uncomely parts, because He means there ain't going to be no schism in this body. Honey, there ain't nobody better than nobody else. You may wear a better suit than I got, but it don't make you no better. You may eat better groceries than I eat, it don't make you no better. Heaven, you may wear better shoes, you may make more money, but that don't make no difference. Honey, we're all the same in the body of Christ. Amen. Come on, talk to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you listening at me now? Now we're going to go into scriptures, because I want to bring this out. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. Now, how many know we make up the body of Christ? How many know the body of Christ is the church? Talk to him. Is that right? Amen. Bible said in the book of Colossians, amen, that his body was a church. And God set some in the church. Now, where did he set them? Now, who put them in there? Now, wait just a minute. Now, wait till I get under this. Now, what did God, who put this in church? Ain't nobody can take them out. First of all, he put first apostles. Now, what is apostles? They're eyewitnesses of the majesty. They are establishers. They set the church in order. Now, where's the apostles at? Why is our churches out of order? Where's the apostles at, said Francis? Everybody grab a Bible. I'm a preacher. What kind of preacher are you? Now, the Bible said there's five kinds. There's apostle, there's a prophet, huh? There's evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Now, which one are you? Which one are you? Well, I'm just a preacher. All you are is a testifier then. All you are is a testifier. Now, what is apostle? Establisher. What did Paul do? Why are they so many epistles wrote by Apostle Paul? Churches that had problems that he wrote to straighten them out. Now, how many churches today would accept apostle? That's what I was hoping Brother Horton's going to be. He would have had the backbone to do it too. I thought we had one. Hallelujah, but God seemed different. So he's got to raise up somebody else. Now, let me ask you this. Now, I know none of the people went out ain't got it. But how many in here's got apostles' ministry? Now, God said in the church, I thought we's a church. I thought we's a body. Who put it in there? God did. Why ain't we got it? Why ain't we got it? Where's the apostles at? No wonder our churches is crooked. No wonder they's out of order. No wonder they got such a murdering spirit. They ain't got what God put in them. Apostle will come in here, and if they find anything in order, they'll set it in order. They'll go to the next church. If it ain't in order, they'll say, these people walking disorderly, don't have no fellowship with them. Admonish them as a brother, but don't have no fellowship with them, so that they'll be ashamed. Shame to make them straighten up. To make them straighten up. Now, why do you make your kids mine? Why do you shame them? To make them straighten up. Ain't nobody shaming their preachers. Is that right? God put them in the church. Where they at? Shame on us. Shame on us. How come there ain't no apostles around? Man, if that apostle walked from Tennessee line to Huntsville, Alabama, he'd have his work cut out, wouldn't he? I wonder if they'd tar and feather him before he got back. Now, every building that claimed to be Jesus' name would preach the same thing. They'd teach the same thing. They'd require the same thing. Hello? And they'd pull together the same way. That's what apostles do. Now, have we got an apostle? Put me a check mark on that, Brother Jeff. Where's me some chalk? Right here. Y'all better put these out here. Let me put it on there. So if I get persecuted, I'll get persecuted. Amen. Now, we like this in church. Now, church ain't going to be perfected. No, sir. A-P-O-S-T-L-E, right? Is that right? All right. We ain't got that. Now, he said, God put fivefold ministry to perfect the saints for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come to the full stature of the Son of God, which means do the same works that Jesus done. I don't care how much you preach it. Until you get these things back in the church, honey, we ain't going to have it. I don't care how you fast and pray and beat your head against the floor. There's something God put in the church, and he means they're going to be in there. Come on. Is everybody with me? Now then, what's going to happen to preachers who don't listen to the apostle? They're going to be lost. Now let's go a little bit further. What's God put in the church? Secondary prophets. Now, you a prophet don't lie. You a prophet don't lie. We got a lot of people say they're prophets, but they lie. Don't get mad at me. Throw rocks at me. Do what you want to. Honey, God ain't no liar. One thing God can't do, lie. People can't prophesy a lie and say it's God, honey. It ain't God. Now, who can stand up and say you're a prophet? That's the kind of ministry I got. Foretelling the future. God told me to prophesy the end. I didn't get it because I wanted it, because God told me. So I'm the prophet. We got a prophet in you. We got that one. Now, Bible says if you prophesy, let it be by two or three, that doesn't judge. So how many know, one by one, we all can prophesy, but there's people got gifts of prophecy in here. 9 spiritual gifts, one of them is a gift of prophecy. Now there's a difference between a prophet and prophecy. See, a prophet, amen, is a man that foretells the future that walks with a divine commune with God. People that prophesy is people that pray and seek God, and that spirit comes on them, and they stand up and the word of God rolls out their mouth. That's a prophet or a prophetess. All a woman prophet is a prophetess, which is a female. Are you listening at me? That's all a woman prophetess is a female prophet. Are you listening at me? Bible said, in the last days, God, I pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall what? Is that right? Old men shall dream dreams, young men shall see visions. And upon my servants and handmaids in that day will I pour out of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Where is that prophecy at? Why didn't more of it move this morning? Why did it? God put it in there. God put it in there. Not Brother Larry, not Brother Jeff. God put it in there. Why ain't we using it? Have we got so caught up in a form and a fashion and a church service, we forget about coming to church and stand here until God moves the way he wants to? No wonder people's drying up. No wonder they're dying out. No wonder they got a fighting spirit. They don't have no Holy Ghost to lead them. Come on, is that right? Now, I got to hurry because I got some things I want to bring out in here. Everybody can't be a prophet. Everybody can't be an apostle. But God set them in there. Let's go a little bit further. Thirdly, teachers. How many is a teacher? Man, we got teachers, right? All right. Now lift your hand if you're a teacher. We got two, right? Three. Now what are you teaching? What are you teaching? Now, Samuel had a school of prophets. He taught them how to follow the Spirit. How many's teaching people how to follow the Spirit? What are you teaching? What are you teaching? Are you teaching your mind? You teaching what you want to? Are you teaching the mind of the Spirit? Huh? Are you teaching people how to live right? Are you teaching them how to talk right? Are you teaching them how to follow the nine gifts? Are you teaching them operation of the Spirit? Are you teaching them what you want them to know? Talk to them in church. What's wrong with us? Amen. Why ain't the church no further than what it is? We don't have instructors. Or is it that people won't listen? Now we got teachers, right? Now, they're required to perfect the church in the realm of teaching. I'm expected to teach them perfection in the realm of a prophet. I am expected, amen, to have an apostle work in this church. Not that they tend this church all the time, but they got to circulate around to keep it in order. We like the prophets. I mean, we like the apostles. Anybody seen one lately? How many seen an apostle? Would you know what one is if you seen it? Now, how are we going to operate if we don't know what it is? Now, God put it in there. Who put it in there? God. Why did God put it in there? To work. Now, why are they so much difference, Brother Johnny, in the churches? Boy, if old Paul come around, he'd clean his churches out. I wonder what he'd do to this one. I wonder what he'd do to this one. I wonder what he'd do to this one. Hallelujah. You know what he'd do? He'd first start with me. If he could find anything in me that's wrong, he'd make me straighten it up before the people. Anything. I don't care what it is. If I got an ought against somebody, he'd make me get it out of me. Huh? If I treat anybody bad, he'd make me straighten it up. Any decision in my life, he'd make me straighten it up. That's why people don't want an apostle. How many know we got to get it? Amen. Come on, how many know we got to get it? Amen. Hold on just a minute now. I got just a few minutes here. I'm going to hurry. Amen. All right, we got teachers. Now, let's go to the next one. How many got your Bible? I want you to read the next one now. And after that, miracles. After that, miracles. Something done beyond human capability. We sit here like knots on a log, and people go home needing a miracle. Where is the gift of miracles? Where is miracle? God put them in the church. I thought you said you was the church. Where are they at? Where are they at? Miracles. I can put a chalk mark right there because I know we ain't got it. Oh, I got it. Oh, show me, child. Show me. Bring the wheelchair victims in. See if you got it. Let the ambulance bring the cots in. Let's see if you got it. Come on. Gift of miracles ain't praying for headaches and tummy aches. It's doing something other that human capability can't do. Or science can't do. Where's the gift of miracles at? Where they at? Many people's in the ground today because the body of Christ didn't operate. Where's the gift of miracles? God, the Bible said God put it in there. How many's got God? Have we got God? Have we really got God? God put in a church. We in the church. We got God. Where's the gift of miracles at? Bible said the same thing that caused me to prophesy does miracles. Same thing that caused me to get out a message in tongues is the same thing that does miracles. Same thing that Amen. That caused you to interpret tongues. Amen. Where's he get the miracles at? God put in the church. Ain't we satisfied? You know, we got so much. You got so much to eat. You got so much to wear. You got such convenience in this life. Who needs miracles? You don't need it till you start to die. Where's he at? Brother, the devil's got this church well asleep. This generation's in trouble. You better believe that this generation needs something from God. God put him in the church. Where is he at? Now, ain't the next thing the gifts of healings? Is it healings or healing? Healing. The gift of healing. Means plural. It means more than one. Gifts of healing. Now who's got it? If you got the gift of healing, everyone, why he's going to move on, he's going to heal everybody in here. Now move of God's different than the gift. That's just like faith. I can believe in God, but there's a gift of faith that makes it happen. There's a gift of prayer. There's difference in praying for sick and having faith and believing God and God heal them. But when that gift moves, everybody that you touch gets well. When that gift's on you. When that gift's on you. When that gift's on you, amen, you prophesy and every word is from God. Now, who's got the gifts of healing? Now, if we had the gifts of healing, now, not just one person. See, this is supposed to be scattered out above the church. Now, but John's got it when he comes to the fullness of it. So hold your hand up, Brother John. Now, anybody else got the gift of healing? What's that? We should scatter it all over this church. Nobody should come in this church sick and go back out. Now, every night ain't for the gift of healings. God don't move every service the same way. But every once in a while. Now, God, if you'll follow the life of Jesus, he constantly ministers to people's needs. Now, what the need is in this church is how the Spirit will move. Now, if it's sickness, the gifts of healing will move. If it's a miracle, the gift of miracles will move. If it's lost, the spirit of conviction will move. See, if it's just needing uplifting, the teachers will move. Come on. Come on. God always moves for the needs of the people. That's what creates the atmosphere that God will move in, is what the congregation needs. Now, where's the gifts of healing at? We got it, but we ain't got it fullness yet, so we're for the check mark. Now, we got two of them out of five. Don't everybody look at it. Now, why is your churches so far behind? Why are we coming up short? Because we ain't doing nothing about it. Now, you go home today. Are you going to go home and forget this message? I'm not through yet. Hold on. Don't you look at him real good. Don't you go through it real good. Now, is that preacher trying to pat people on the head and the back and get their money? Or is he patting them to keep big membership? Or is he worried about perfecting the church? Is he worried about doing what God told him to do? Are you trying to please them? Are you trying to make them happy? Where are they at? Somebody raise that one, please. Come on, hold on. I got just a few more here. God put these in the church. God put them in the church, said Dorothy. You think God put them in there and didn't want them to operate? Now, you know what he's going to say to us? Woe unto that slothful servant. Huh? Woe unto that slothful servant. Bind him hand and foot and cast him in out of darkness. If we don't crank this thing up, if we don't start doing more than what we're doing, if we don't forget about this old lifestyle and this old fast-paced world and get our attention back on God and bring a move of God back into churches, God's going to hold us accountable. Is that right? Now then, let's get to the next one. Woo! Here comes helps. Boy, I looked at word of helps. steps in the church. Right? Has that got an S on it? Okay, helps. Now, what is helps? Did you know God put people in church to be helps? And some of them grabbed the Bible and some called to preach and all the others help. I'm an evangelist. Whew. Boy, it's getting quiet, ain't it? Boy, I got a good testimony. I can preach. No, honey, you might be a help. Now, if we can't do something with this church, how are we going to get out there and help somebody out there in the world? Oh, but you get offerings out there. Yeah, but offerings get you in trouble with God. Because if people give you stuff and you don't do it, brother, God's going to hold you accountable for it. Huh? Now, let's see what helps is. It means aids. How many feel like you're aid to this church? How many feel like you're just an aid to this church? I'm going to go a little bit deeper. Well, I don't like to do nothing for nobody. All right? It means assistant. How many assist me? How many picks up paper on the floor? Any paper around? See if something back there. How many grabs a paintbrush when something needs painted without me telling them? How many mows the grass? Anybody? I must not have no aid assistance. Who cleans the windows when I don't preach on it? Who cleans the curtains? Ain't got no assistance. Woo! When the commode stops up, who has to unstop it? The water line break. Call Brother Larry. Honey, I need some assistance. That might be what God called you to do. Oh, I don't. Hey, I don't get no pats on the back. Hey, man, pats on the back get you in trouble. Let's see what the nation is. It's remedy. How many's got? How many help me with the remedies of this church? God put these in church. Somebody said, I don't know where my part is in the body of Christ. Really? You might be a help. Huh? Yeah, but that ain't going bullfighting and all this stuff. Let's go a little further. To be of use. How many is of use to this church? Hey, I've had a lot of people come here and sit one, and they come in and wouldn't pay tithes. They wouldn't hit a lick of the snake, but they won't tell everybody else what to do. Honey, people don't pay tithes and don't give nothing offerings. Amen. They ain't no use to church. I don't need coaches and I don't need complainers. I got a brotherhood that we do at every second Sunday. Amen. If I need any assistance, amen, and amen, tell me anything need to be done or whatever, they tell me in that business meeting. Huh? Now, I'll be of use. How many's any use to this church? Let me see the hand. Everybody feels like you some use to it. Now, what about the other people? And some said, Jen, boy, it's getting close, ain't it? You know, you can have out and down the campground. People said, well, I ain't going to cook. I ain't going to go. If I have to cook, if I go. What use are you to us? Well, I ain't never part of that church. What use are you? What did God put you in the church for? What did God baptize you in the body for? I wonder how many people cook today. Every second Sunday we have a birthday dinner to help pull the people closer together, have fellowship, people love one another. How much use is people to us? Talk to me, church. Say amen, oh me, or ouch, one. Come on, oh me, amen, ouch. I got a few more minutes. Hold on. I ain't done with it. Now, who put these in church? Who put them in there? Why am I saying this? Why? Because I'm the pastor. I'm to tell you, you got to do better. You can't keep living the same lifestyle. You got to do better. You got to start being a use of this church. You got to look for ways to raise money. You got to look for ways to make it pretty around the church. You got to look for ways. Amen. Hallelujah. You come to church and you get this carpet down. Chewing gum's hard to get out of it. Please don't let your children chew chewing gum. You don't listen to that preacher. You do what I say. You can have all the bubble gum you want to. Boy, you're a great use to us, ain't you? Come to guess what I preach. Teach. Now help. How many is the help in the church? Let's go a little bit further. I ain't through yet. To promote. How many promotes this church? That's what help is. God put some people in church just to promote it. Just to be of use. Just to help. What are we? Why is their churches such a failure? Why does holiness churches, you go by no shack, look like it's about to fall down. It's a holiness church makes me ashamed. God said, I would you prosper, be in health, you're so prosper. People living, amen, it go to church and stuff like that. Now, your home can be that way. Honey, but I believe if you're so prosper, your home ain't going to be that way. All you got to do is take a paintbrush and a little paint, and you can go to Walmart and get it. You spend enough money on garbage stuff to paint your house, make it look a lot better. You know? Is that right? Now, to promote the church, how many's going to help me just a few minutes? God puts promoters in it. He puts apostles. He puts prophets. He puts teachers. Gifts of miracles are miracles. He puts gifts of healing. But he also put help. Helps is just as important. Listen, this ceiling is beautiful, but if it wasn't for the foundation that holds this thing up, the ceiling wouldn't be no good. If you ain't got helps in the church, it will never be promoted. No ministry in it will be any good. Come on. Have you ever noticed, Brother Larry, when he gets one thing paid for, he goes to debt for something else? We get these tents paid for, we're going to go and do something else. We get something paid for, a piece of equipment, we're going to do something else. You got to promote. See, God put a promoting spirit in the church. Now, what's the last thing you promoted in this church? Look over somebody and say, where you at, child? Where you been? Where you been? No wonder I can't get this thing off the ground. Is that right? Now, how many's going to start promoting it? I still ain't doing no good. Huh? God put him in there. You see why now that I'm the pastor, God told me what to preach to you. If you ain't going to be part of the body, you in trouble. He's not coming back at his bunch of strays. He's coming back at his body. God put him in the church. Whew. If you're a helper, you just got to have just a greater reward as a prophet. Just won't have a greater responsibility. Huh? If you're helping this church, promote her to be of use to it. Let's go a little bit further. To change for the better. How many is changing this church for the better? Or are you changing it for the worse? Now, everybody that causes trouble, smart aleck, talk smart, get a spirit built up in this church. You're in trouble with God. You're in trouble with God. God never called nobody to straighten people out. That's what the gospel's for. God called you to love people. He said, not only love your brother and sister, but you got to love your enemy. Do good to him and do you wrong. You got to be a promoter. Now, how many's going to be a promoter of a good spirit? Is everybody going to help me? How many's going to start doing something different? All right, let's go a bit further. A comforter. Did you know there's people calling the church just to be comforters? Hey, feeling says, oh, I know you're going through it, but you know God's going to pull you out. Oh, I know you're fighting the devil, but you know God's going to pull you out. You know, I believe it, Brother Larry. I've been feeling the Lord. Praise God. That's a comforter. Huh? Somebody's sick, ain't able, sister, go over and wash your dishes and clean her house and say, sister, amen, I'm doing everything I can to help you. Amen. Then when you get on your feet, fat sister or somebody else gets down, you're supposed to go comfort them. Now, how many comforters are, I should have put it this way, how many devil raisers have we got? How many comforters? God calls people in a church just to keep people happy. Somebody said, "Brother, I thought that was a preacher's job." Honey, the preacher's job, amen, hallelujah, they chose them out seven people. The Bible said that they might be over this report or over this need, which was the Grecians had an argument with Hebrews that the widows was being neglected in the daily administration of food. He said, "Look, you out seven men full of the Holy Ghost that you might set over this matters so we won't have to serve tables, that we can preach the gospel. Our job is to preach the gospel." Where's our comforters at? How many is the comforter? Where they at, Sister Branch? Where are they at? Where's the comforters at? People come in church. I can't stand it. You know, I told them this morning, boy, you can get the devil under your feet, but it's hard to ain't keep him out there. That devil just won't stay under your foot. Boy, he's a slick, slimy booger. You can put him under his foot and he'll slide out under it. Now, how many's the comforters in church? If everybody's a comforter, everybody be comforted, wouldn't it? How many leaves you're feeling worse than you come? Boy, I'm going to preach this tonight when everybody's in here. Who's the comforter? You know what holiness people does? They like people got some white chickens, 50 chickens in a pen. They won't even bother one another. But you let one of them skin himself just a little and have a little bloody paste, 49 chickens will jump on that one poor crippling. You let one homeless person have a problem or run with the flesh or something that they have to try to get victory over with, and everybody jump on and try to kill him. And you know what? If you don't get that bloody chicken out of there, honey, they won't stop till they pecked him to death. If somebody don't comfort people, people's going to kill them. Where's the comforters at? What's wrong with a church age? While somebody ain't dying, amen, they wouldn't even go to his funeral. Used to, somebody died, they'd sit around the house, build fire barrels, bring food, get the people to go to sleep, go to bed, take care of themselves. Everybody sit up and comfort them. But now then, honey, you better leave them the funeral home, because 9 o'clock, they go home and go to bed. Family don't want to be up. Church ain't got no comforter. How many's the comforter? But Johnny, I try to be. Now let's go a little further. I ain't done yet. Hold on. I got a few more minutes here. Listen. A lift. How many gives people a lift? That's what help is. Lift. How many gives people a lift? Right? You know what, brother, Jeff said about Brother Ray, said, "You can't be around him long. He's telling you the gospel." How you going to lift people up with the gospel? You ever seen people, you go pray for somebody, they got back trouble, you know, somebody go with you, say, "You know, I got the same thing." Well, what are you doing here for if you got the same thing? Huh? You can't lift people up, tell them you got the same thing. You can't pull people out of mud, amen, and when he in the ankles, you up to your knees, isn't it? God wants delivered people. He wants a church. God put this in a church. God wants comforters. He wants lifters. He wants promoters. Come on. He wants people to be of use. Relief. How many relief people? Boy, there's a lot on that help, ain't it? Boy, we got relievers in here. Woo! Woo! How many... Woo! Who's the reliever? Who relieves people? Boy, we got a long way to go. We got a long way to go. Hallelujah. Get right by Johnny. Amen. Next thing is supporters. How many supports one another? How many gives each other the support they need? What kind of church have we got? Now, if I preach like this and reveal the word and what people's got to do, if these other preachers don't preach them, you know they got a mess. "Well, the devil don't bother me," they say. I don't guess so. He done got you. He don't bother them. He's done got. Let's go a little further. Governments. Lord, I can't give them all in. You know what? You know what governments is? How many knows what governments is? They are the one that sets the guidelines for it to be operated with. That's what government is. Now, you know what? But Larry shouldn't take all this persecution. Now, these children acting the way they do in this church, you sisters are to get together, and y'all are to have one another's to set up a few leaders to sit back there till we get things back in order. Well, but I ain't going to do it. They'll get mad at me. Well, I wonder if they got mad at Jesus. But you know why we ain't got them? Because the devil's getting you bluffed off. Now, government in this church. Now, how many believes in government? Government is governing rules. Now, how many believe a church needs governing rules? Now, how many come to this church if you had governor's rules? Government. That means people ain't right. Anybody despise governing rules in the church ain't right with God. Is everybody listening to me? How many's going to help me? How many wants Brother Larry to preach this thing out in the fullness? Is this the truth? Who put government in the church? How come you don't want to obey it? How come people's the way they are? Come on. When we set the orders for preachers to preach in this church, a lot of preachers didn't like it. Now, when you set governing rules, that means guidelines to go by. Sometimes people have to do a little bit different. But people that said it, Brother Willie, they understand this, right? They understand it. But as a whole, you've got to set the guidelines for them to be. Come on. Now, if a preacher don't do the right thing, how come you think they ought to be up here telling the congregation what to do when they don't live it themselves? See, the Bible said, let them first be proved. Now, how many preachers would preach if they had to be proved first? Boy, I wished I had another hair so I could break this down where you can understand it. Governing rules. No wonder the devil can come and do anything he wants to. No wonder he can start a mess. See, we ought to have men, folks, in this church that when a problem acts up, they'll take them in the office back there and talk to them. I shouldn't have to do it. I don't care to do it. You know I don't. But see, when I get up here to preach, then they hold that against me. But if the body done it, the church done it, God put it in there, why ain't we got it? Then they won't get mad at me, they'll get mad at the body. Woo! My mom didn't raise no fool. I'm preaching the word, is that right? Is that right? Can somebody say, amen, give me a little help out there. Am I preaching the truth? How many believe they... Have we got any government in this church? Go get Brother Larry. Go get, I'm the only governor in this church. God didn't say governors in there. He said government. Now, don't you think his church is going to have to start being different? How many is going to be different in your life? I'm fixing to read the rest of this and I'll bring it to close. Our time is up. But I'll check and see if they got food ready, would you? Listen. Diversities of tongues. Tongues ought to be operating in this church all the time. See, tongues is equal to prophecy if it's interpreted. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles, have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? That means to give out messages now, not the Holy Ghost. Do all interpret, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way, which is the 13th chapter, which is charity, which is the bond of perfectness. He wants you to operate in this here and then go on into charity. Whew. How many's got charity? Woo. Amen. Where we got that? We better mark that up. Where's? Amen. Amen. Come on, lift your hand and tell the Lord you love him. How many's going to be different? Let me see the hand of everybody's going to be different. Amen. Somebody said, what can I do in the church? Honey, you got a lot to do now. How many believe you got a lot to do? How many wants to be part of this body? How many wants to be part of God's church? How many wants to be part of the kingdom of God? How many know this is ain't Brother Larry's gospel? This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Who set this in the church? Everybody say, God said it. God said it in the church. It's not man, but God said it. Is that right? How many believe God said it? God said it. God said it in the church. We are the church. We're the people of God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm going to look for things to promote it. I'm going to look for things to be of use to this church. I'm going to be of use of comfort in one another. Come on. Amen. I'm going to be part of it. See, you'll never know how important you are in the body of Christ till you start doing something, being of use. Amen. Is it ready? Amen. All right. Now, how many enjoyed this today? How many see the difference in God's word being taught to you? Come on. How many see the difference? Now, I can preach the message and make every one of you shout where you live right or not. But you can sit under this teaching, honey, and he'll curl your toes. Amen. Don't you stand to your feet. And I'm going to ask God to help you to obey this today. I want you to go home and study it out. Hear me? Get you a dictionary and write down the definition of every one of them words. And I want you to analyze yourself and see where did you fit in it. Right now, I want you to bow your head. Lord, God, as we come to close of this service, God, I've done my best to preach the truth, unadulterated, unmixed with anything but truth, God. Bless the people and go with them, Lord. Everyone that's here with us today, God, I thank you for them. God, let them be part of this body. Let them do a work, God. They're going to have to leave here one of these days. God, they're going to have to meet you, Lord. They better be ready. They better be of use. They're used to themselves. They're used to their home. They're used to their family. But God, they ain't trying to be of use to your church. God, you're going to judge them, Lord. You're going to pass sentence. God, I ask you, Lord, to stir their nest and stir them. I can't do it, Lord, but you can do it, Lord. Stir them up, God. Move in their hearts and move in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said amen. Don't you?